रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते ए नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 18, अ नॉवल क्योर फॉर लव। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thus raved Shubnaka with eyes red as Madeira, impelled thereto by her overmastering passion. And to her replied Rama with a sweet, gentle, calm and convincing accents. I have a wife and unfortunately I love her dearly. I cannot put her away nor keep you both. Such as you will find it intolerable to be with a co-wife. Now, Lakshmana here, my brother, is the very soul of propriety, handsome as a god, in the prime of youth, a famous warrior. I would suggest that you prefer your suit to him. He has not taken his wife with him. He has been for a long time a stranger to the company and pleasures of women. He wants a wife sorely, and you are, I am sure, an evenly matched pair. Win him and you may be the unrivaled mistress of his heart and home like the radiant sun over the Mount Meru. Rama spoke thus in jest, loth out of his infinite pity to pain by sharp refusal the heart of one who loved him so madly. But she, the Rakshasi, possessed by the demon of lust, would not take the hint and relieve him of her unwelcome presence. She took his words in all seriousness, drew to the side of Lakshmana and said, Verily, I am fashioned to be your wife. Our grace and beauty match well. Let us roam together through these forests of Dandaka, happy in each other's company. But Lakshmana was not a whit behind his father in fertility of resource or honeyed eloquence. He laughed low and said, Nay, pause a little. See you not that I am the bondsman of my brother here? Would I degrade one of your birth and rank and accomplishments by making you the slave of a slave? For you will have to act as the tirewoman and slave of Sita, even as I serve her husband. Now, if you take Rama as your husband and he the lord of untold wealth and power, he will gratify the wishes of your heart of the uttermost. So, take your place as his second wife. Perhaps you doubt his accepting you when he already has another wife, but only a born fool would ever dream of wasting a glance at a wretched mortal woman after having feasted his eyes upon your bewitching loveliness and superhuman beauty. Sita, a very owl of deformity, bad, lean, wasted, and a thing beneath notice. You may take my word for it that he will drive her away from him and be your willing slave forever and forever. The fool of a Rakshasi could not perceive the delicate irony and loathing that ran through the words of Lakshmana. Her obtuse brain swallowed it all unsuspectingly. She ran back to where Raghava sat and cried, Your doll wife there, ugly, unknown, wicked, old and lean. I wonder that you yet plague yourself with her. That is why your heart would not lean towards me. Try her away, I say. She stands in the path of my hopes and happiness. There, you will not? Well, I will even crunch your bones right before your eyes and teach you what it is to live with such a woman as myself. Co-wife shall trouble me not. And like a comet hurling itself upon the constellation Rohini, the chi of the flaming eyes spring towards Sita in deadly anger. But Rama stayed her with a shout as the Rakshasi flew at his wife like the noose of death and rebuked Lakshmana in angry tones. Utter folly it were to play and jest with cruel persons and mean. Sita is about to drop down dead from the fear of the hideous apparition of yon giantess. Deal her out the punishment she deserves. Mutilate her. Thereat Lakshmana was roused to fury and said to himself, My brother was even now jesting with her since she did not prove herself dangerous. Now she would slay Sita and has spoken her own doom through Rama's lips. He unsheathed his sword and sliced off the ears and nose of the Rakshasi. With frightful roar she flew back on the wings of speed through the forest where she came from. Ugly by nature, hideous to look at, the blood flowed from her face in huge torrents as she emitted terrible roars like winter clouds calling to one another. She ran to Janasthana, sought the presence of Kara, her cruel-hearted brother, where he sat among his Rakshasas and fell at his feet like a thunderbolt. Swooning from fear and loss of blood, she acquainted him with the visit of Rama, Lakshmana and Sita to the Dandaka forest and the cruel treatment she had at their hands, and emphasized her words by pointing to the spouting streams of blood from her mutilated face. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdeye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.